Pay it forward. Have you heard of that phrase? I have to say, that is one of the things that is near and dear to my heart. Hello, Daily Dosers. Coco McDowell here with Life Group Central. Today, I want to talk about serving and the power of serving and how we're able to show Christ's love through serving others, serving our community, serving our families, and taking care of God's people the way that He would want us to. And I want to look at Ephesians 6, 7. It says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. I want to go on to 8 that says, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. Now, this verse is talking about the slave and a slave masters and their roles and the importance of their roles. But, you know, when we live in a world that we find ourselves bound by things, we can get caught up in our own little world. We can get caught up in our own issues. We can get caught up in our own family. We can get caught up in our own church walls. But at the point in which we could actually go out and serve and actually make a difference in people's lives and not want anything in return, but just for the sake of serving and loving on them, that is paying it forward. See, Jesus paid it all for us already on the cross. He did that. We can never outdo him. We can't outgive him. We can't touch what Jesus has done in that respect. But what we can do is show how grateful we are for what he's done for us, the life he's given us, and to serve people as a way of pouring out Jesus' love on them. And just imagine when you're serving someone, be it in the workplace, be it at home, even in a church setting, you would be surprised how they would see God in you and how just that in and of itself will make a huge difference in the lives that are impacted by just serving. We're the hands and feet of Christ. We're here to leave our mark where we go. And if that mark is one that is represented by Christ, that Christ is living in you, they will not see you. They will see the Christ in you when you are serving. So I really encourage all of us to carry that, to pay it forward, to go into our community. You know, we have Serve Your City here at North Coast Church, and that is really looking at who is around us that has a need. There are places and projects and people and children and animals and buildings that need our love, not only our love, but the love of Christ that he's given us. You know, in life groups, I have the opportunity to serve leaders and hosts, and I truly appreciate my role and the leaders that I have the ability to serve. That it's not just, hey, submit your attendance, but how are you? How is it going? How is your family? That matters to me, because then when a need is expressed and I have an opportunity to serve beyond just the admin role that I play, that shows God's love. That goes beyond just a title, a job, a position, but it really is the body of Christ doing what the body is supposed to do. We're supposed to go out. We're not supposed to just stay in our box, in our space where it's comfortable and cozy, but we're supposed to go out and serve and be there for one another, and be an ear, be a shoulder, be the hands, be the feet. Support financially. This is our call as children of God. So I have a question for you. Have you signed up for a project for Serve Your City? Are you serving someone, anyone, in a way that would be so pleasing to God? Because there are people out there who need you, who need me. So I encourage you and I charge you with the mission of serving, serving, serving. Thank you, God bless, and I hope to see you out there serving.